society, finding Christian care is difficult for most Christians. Most Christians are suffering in silence and guilt and shame, afraid to tell even their Sunday school teacher or their small group leader or their pastor about their pornography issue, their alcohol problem, their domestic violence, their anxiety disorder, their fear that they're not saved, and the OCD that they go through over and over of returning their life to Christ over and over. So what Lighthouse Network does is really help people in the storms of their life find Christian care. So we have a helpline that takes calls from all over the country, and we, our care guides, jump in with them, provide hope, encouragement, but answers and expertise and understanding this crazy healthcare system, this bizarre healthcare system, helping them understand, well, what does my insurance mean? What is the difference between a detox and a teen challenge rehab and all those things in between? We help people understand, here's what your options are. And our goal is to get people to faith-based options, to Christian options, because we know that only there are they going to find the real divine aspects of healing and be able to infuse the Bible, that great instruction manual for living life, into practical application in their life. So our helpline helps people.
Hey, we're glad you're here. I'll tell you what, the phone lines are already blitzed out. I hope you're good. I hope you're up to it, Dr. Benzio.
Oh, sure, man. Let's go.
This one's ready.
All right, well, let's go straight to the phone. Kenny is in Indiana. Thank you, Kenny, for calling on. You're in with Dr. Tim and Dr. Carl here. Go ahead.
Hi, Kenny.
Hi. Yes, my son is 13 years old. He has ADD and almost like a sign of Asperger's. They diagnosed him, and it's like he's not quite Asperger's, but close. He struggles tremendously with schoolwork, and you know, what would take a normal kid just seconds to do one math problem, then it might take him 5 minutes. And you know, just he really struggles. Anyway, talked to him about God, and we're a church-going family. He looked at me the other night and said, "God don't answer my prayers," and try to teach him to be patient and all that, but. You know, he struggles with friendships, school, just, you know, everything's a struggle for him. And, you know, as a parent, it wears you down.
Yeah, it does, Kenny. Hey, Kenny, what kind of help have you guys gotten for him, first of all? I mean, when did he get the diagnosis?
He's been diagnosed now for about 4 years. We go down to, the Raleigh's Children's Hospital in Indianapolis. And so he talked to a therapist down there. We got him on medication, and I kind of struggle with that issue myself about medication. They have cut his homework in half. They also, they're trying to give him more classroom instruction instead of taking him down to the remedial room.
Sure.
But because they want to get him in tune to staying in the classroom, but he, once he starts falling behind in the class setting, then it's basically all over, and then we try to figure out what's trying going on with his homework at night, because he's done lost focus, and so that's some of that.
Carl, let me come back to you for a moment. Sounds like a loving dad.
Yeah.
Family. They got a diagnosis. They're trying to remediate this thing. And now they're getting a little discouraged in their heart, and the road's getting tough, and the hills are coming at them. And it's easy to get weary along the way, but you want love to triumph here. What do you say to him, I guess, first of all? What should he be doing? No doubt, we're all dads here. We want the best care we can for our kids. Where are we going to go?
Yeah, well, first of all, being a psychiatrist, I'm going to start with the meds first, because that is a very controversial subject in the Christian community. Are they psychoheresy? Are they demonic? And certainly my medical colleagues will say that they're the cure for everything, and you have this biological disorder, and just take this med, and you'll be fine for the rest of your life kind of thing.
Well, hold that right there with us, Dr. Carl. We got to take a break. We're going to come right back.
Yeah,
Dr.
we hate
Tim.
To cut you short here, yeah. Carl, but we got to take this break. But Kenny, you hang on, too, because when we come back, we're going to go right back into your question, Bill.
Here's a toll-free number, 888-589-8840. We want your involvement. When you hear somebody hang up, that's your opportune time to dial in, 888-589-8840. We'll be back with more right after this.